Jesus, ye soldiers of the cross, lift high his royal banner, it must not suffer loss. From victory unto victory, his army shall he lead, till every foe is vanquished, and Christ is Lord indeed. Stand up for Jesus, the trumpet call obey, forth to the mighty conflict in this his glorious day. Ye that are men now serve him against unnumbered foes. Let courage rise with danger and strength to strength oppose. Stand up for Jesus, stand in his strength alone. The arm of flesh will fail you, ye dare not trust your own. Put on the gospel armor, each piece put on with prayer. Where duty calls or danger, be never wanting there. Stand up for Jesus, the strife will not be long. This day the noise of battle, the next the victor's song. To him that overcometh, a crown of life shall be. He with the King of glory shall reign.
A lot of churches won't sing that song because it's too militaristic, but stand up for Jesus is something we need to do, Brother Bob.
And that song also talks about receiving what's necessary for the grace necessary for whatever we face, strength to strength opposed. In other words, God gives us the strength to oppose whatever the strength of the enemy might be. Well, again, we want to pray for those that are not amongst us. We're praying for those that are ill, basically everyone on our prayer list. We want to remember to pray for Pat and Keith. We'll pray for Diane and Tristan and Shasta and the whole family. I know how that kind of goes through a family when somebody's got the bug. So it's okay with me they're not here. I mean, I miss them. I do. But I'm okay with people staying home when they're sick. That's the wise thing to do. There's a lot of people on our prayer list, people that we care about, people that are lost and we love, desire to see them saved, children, grandchildren, even parents, brothers and sisters. You know, we're praying for Brendan, praying for many of these that we pray for have come. They've been here and some we pray for have never been here. But either way, we ask the Lord would bring them, save them. It's a difficult thing to know when someone has heard the gospel and not been saved. It doesn't mean they won't be, because I heard the gospel many times, and then one day I heard it, really heard it. They might be better off because they've heard it And at least we've told them how a person is saved, and they know to repent and to trust in the Lord, even if they have no desire to. In some ways, you worry that, you know, they're more responsible. I think I pray for everyone that I can pray for, and I pray for people that I don't know, people that have never come, and you know, I ask the Lord to bring them and save them. But the ones that have been here and heard the gospel, like, I pray for them the most. I don't know if having been here and heard the gospel suggests that the Lord's going to save them or not, but at least I know them and they're on my heart. And we can only pray for, and that's my point, and all I said all of that to say this, we can only pray for the ones we know, for the ones we can pray for. In a general way, I do pray for everyone that's lost. I pray for the world. But in a very specific and real way, we pray for those that we know. And for those that we know that are saved and are not serving the Lord, that the Lord would guide them. All right, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank you for your love. We pray for these because we love them. We pray for those that have been disciplined and are not serving you, that you would cause them to serve you your way, and if it pleased you, you'd bring them here and add them to your church. And Lord, those of us that are members of this church, and those of us that know you and love you, Lord, we ask you to guide us, give us wisdom, that you'd teach us, and that we would serve you your way. We all, Lord, need to grow, and we know that. Every one of us is in great need of serving you better. We're not what we should be, but we praise you that we're not what we were, that we are a new creature in Christ. We ask that you'd give us the strength to serve you your way. Lord, we pray for those that are traveling, that you would protect them. We pray for those that are ill, that you'd heal them. And Lord, those of us that are here, that, and those that are listening, that you would take your word into our hearts, that we'd live by it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Do hymn number 104, Come Thou Fount.
Come Thou Fount of every blessing, tune my heart to sing Thy grace. Streams of mercy never ceasing call for songs of loudest praise. Teach me some melodious sonnet sung by flaming tongues above. Praise the mount I'm fixed upon it, mount of Thy redeeming love. Here I raise my sign of victory, hither by Thy help I come. And I know by Thy good pleasure, safely to arrive at home. Jesus sought me when a stranger, wandering from the fold of God. He to rescue me from danger interposed His precious blood. Oh, to grace how great a debtor daily I'm constrained to be. Let Thy goodness like a fetter bind my wandering heart to Thee. Prone to wander, Lord, I feel it, prone to leave the God I love.
Here's my heart, O take and seal it for thy courts above.